Coming to theaters from Walt Disney Pictures.
Naughty Show, the musical.
Critics are calling it sensational.
Are the guests going to show up? Will they be on time? Will we have a segment to do? Will the guests show up? Will it happen? It's Naughty Show, the musical.
Earth as we know it will never be the same.
Sam, they're downstairs at security. Can't get up.
This summer.
I'm baked.
And now, our feature presentation.
July 4th. St. Louis, Missouri. I'm being shot out of a cannon. We just rushed here from sun practice.
You feel like you know what you're doing now?
They've been teaching me all this other shit, positive mental attitude shit, you know?
Yeah,
but
sure.
We'll see how far that goes when I get shot out of a cannon.
Playboy Radio, the Naughty Show, also available for download on iTunes through All Things Comedy. Hope you guys enjoyed that last episode.
I know, I sure did.
We did. It was a good interview. I felt like that was my best interview yet.
You did a really great job, Sam.
I did.
What a
great... He wants to come back. He basically said it.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, if you guys want me back, let me know. Yeah, dude.
He said he works around here, so like, you know, whenever, if we want to chill.
Sam, you think he likes you?
I think he really was impressed with my interview style.
Whoa, somebody's got a little crush.
Looks like somebody made a friend.
Somebody's crushing.
You know, I worked hard on that interview.
Yeah, you crushed it, didn't you?
Now go. I sat down
now
there
go
for
close.
3 hours. We worked on this.
We actually did. We actually did.
Yeah,
for that
I
one.
Remember. Yeah, when we said we met at the subway,
when
I remember.
Out, when you're out getting drunk, telling jokes, we're out here just straight hustling.
Yeah, I remember
straight
we went
cash,
met at
homie.
Subway. We worked on it for 3 hours. We had a sandwich. Sam wore his sunglasses.
So ridiculous.
What?
Indoors.
So fucking ridiculous.
What?
That
was
last
when they,
week.
They
I was in Toronto. Had a great time.
You were back with the
underground.
The underground.
Puff Mama.
Here's the weird thing. Story of my life. Every time I do a gig, something insanely major is going on.
What? What?
The Friday night I'm doing the underground, it's the final game of the Stanley Cup Finals in Canada.
Right.
We saw the packed show. I couldn't believe it. I thought no one's going to be here.
Yeah, well, you're lucky. Yeah, you're lucky there were no Canadian teams in it.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, L.A., if any L.A. team is playing anybody, the rest of the world roots, or the Canada and America roots for whoever's taking on L.A.
Yeah, I get that, though. I used to do that. I mean, I still do that to some degree.
Why?
Well, you just, like, when you're a guy with a mullet growing up in Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and you see these big market teams or, you know, you're just like, fuck them. You know, you see, it really
it's just
is,
pure player hating, though.
Yeah, but we don't have much. It's so fucking cold.
Yeah, but I mean, like, people hate L.A. because there's so much going on there. And they hate that this city's more interesting than their city. And they hate that.
But that's human. I mean, yeah, that is at
like
its
that.
Root, that's what it is. But
people might
you see the guy with the hot girlfriend, you're like, that fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hate that guy.
Yeah.
You don't know that guy. You hate him.
I was the only one when I was in Alaska rooting for...
In Toronto.
No, but when I did Alaska,
okay.
I was the only one rooting for the Kings when they were taking on Chicago. Literally in a bar full of people who didn't have a team playing, everybody rooting for Chicago.
Good.
Why good. Is that good?
That's good.
Why?
Well, that's the nature. That's the nature of these smaller areas to hate LA. I get it. See, you did something smart, which was like the Clippers, because you kind of get the best of both worlds with the Clippers.
Yeah.
You get a team that has sucked enough like a small-town team for so long, but is in a bigger market. Don't you agree, Sam?
Yes, dude. Obviously, I'm dealing with something here.
He's texting like the guests that are downstairs,
I think.
No, that was not stretching.
That was
Sam, are you listening what I'm saying?
and you being like,
I asked you to do 2 seconds of carry me while I tweet this, and that still was too much work.
I have like a legit entire segment, 5 minutes to do it, and he's talking sports, and then he's mad at you. It's like, can we do the thing I wrote up?
We're
going to
do a very special segment now here on The Naughty Show. First time ever on Playboy Radio called Vicky Pez's Pitches. Here we go. She's going to pitch us ideas, and we're going to try not to shoot them down.
All right. There's there's two branches of this segment. The first thing I want to just talk is some basic ideas for episodes. Sam always wants me to come up with ideas for episodes. I thought, how about I say them on the air?
Sure.
See what you guys think. See what the Illuminati think.
Shark Tank it.
Which ones should we pursue, if any?
Shark Tank it.
Here we go.
That's non-negotiable.
First episode. Porn star strip, who am I? Okay? It's like the game Who Am I, where we put maybe a post-it on their head of a character or a person.
Uh-huh.
Maybe two or three different porn stars. We have, you know, they have to guess who's on their head. And as they don't guess, you know, they take off some clothes.
I think that's an awesome idea.
It's a great idea.
That in the books.
Yeah, Vicky, the books that we have, put them in there.
I figured
have you
that
seen
that,
the books, Gareth?
I
haven't been
in
there yet, but I hear that the library we keep
them. They keep asking you, when's Gareth going to show up? I've seen Vicky 1,000 times, Sam's 1,000 times. When are we going to see Gareth?
I'll be there.
Okay.
I've been busy smoking
pot. The people who run the books want to see you.
I want to get over there and check out the books. I'm on record. I'm in the books for wanting to be and looking at the books. Put it in the books.
Next idea, Naughty Show Podcast Trivia Challenge.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Okay, now here's what I'm thinking. You two guys are a team.
Okay.
Now, you're versus two people that don't have anything to do with it. They just listen to the show, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe we're going to get one of our local, 5 listeners.
Maybe someone local, like maybe Gabe or Ray Taylor's in town. Somebody that I know would know the show, but that we already know, too. Right. Not some crazy person off the streets. Because I truly believe
they'll know more.
Absolutely.
I agree too. I think they will too.
I think they'll know more than you guys remember about the show.
Are we ever going to be able to get Skype on this?
Oh, that just opened up the whole world.
That just changed the reality.
Now we could use Glenn Carlin. We could use Glenn Carlin if we
Glenn
wanted
Carlin
to.
Glenn Carlin will assault you guys with knowledge
us.
Of this show.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I'm down with that, but can't be. That's a segment.
That could be an episode. That could just be like the last half. The last half.
Right.
Most of our games are about 30 minutes.
Okay. All right.
It'd have to be more than 10.
All right.
Okay. I feel like you guys aren't going to be on board for this
Vicky,
one.
Part of
so
what's
far,
great
you're
about
two
this,
for two.
This segment is that maybe we aren't on board, but the fun we'll have.
Naughty Show Theater. Who done it?
Oh, wow. This idea is bad.
Man, that is bad.
Explain this badness.
Are we going to do
it? I was hoping you guys would just come up with what I
know. Oh, that's all you've got. I'll tell you what the whodunit is. Whodunit when it comes to this idea? That's the crime we need to be solving.
It's a murder mystery at Playboy Studios.
Oh, somebody's dead.
Just when you think you know who did it,
yes!
The lights go out.
He flew the plane into the building.
The connection.
That's so great.
I just have one more, and I feel like you guys might turn on me.
So you're 2 for 3.
2 for 3.
And I'm not even against the murder mystery. If
I
have thought it out a little more.
I'm against it.
Because I don't want to do any reading in character.
Well, then you're going to love this next idea.
Okay.
I'll tell you who I think did it. It was Sam Tripoli in the toilet. With Lorenzo Lamas ID.
Final one for episodes.
Final one.
Naughty Show. The Musical. I just threw down my papers and I'm staring at them and they're staring back.
Are the guests going
blankly
to show up? Will they be on time? Will we have a segment to do? Will the guests show up? Will it happen?
Yeah,
it's Naughty Show the Musical.
So Sam's in.
Sam, they're downstairs at security. Can't get up.
I'm baked.
I think it's a hit. Did I tell you how I was recently doing a show and I got heckled with musical theater?
No.
I was talking about, I'm in Alaska and I'm like, hey. I'm like, hey, has anyone ever been to like, you know, Arizona, you know, Phoenix? And this woman goes, hey, Tucson!
Maybe like, she could call in.
Yeah.
What was her problem?
You know.
You love her.
Arizona, particularly, there was a bunch of women who just were like, they just thought I was talking to them. This woman even said to me,
"That's
she goes,
the best."
I do think that's a sign of a good entertainer, because I know when I've been like certain things, I'm like, this guy's just looking right at me while he's singing. Like
somebody literally is just like, I know, they have to stop. You're just like, ma'am, are you missing pills? What's going on here?
So yeah, man, I got heckled by that. But you know, it's like I remember going to see Tool concerts and, you know, Maynard, I'd be like, this guy's staring at me while he's singing.
Yeah.
Like, I always thought that was a good sign that he makes you feel like he's talking to
you. What if he was staring at you and you missed a golden opportunity?
To what?
I don't know, if I can hang out with Tool or some shit.
Hang out with Tool?
Yeah.
I'd love to hang out with Tool. Did I ever tell you the Tool story?
No.
Me and my buddy, when I started doing comedy, my comedy changed when someone introduced me to Bill Hicks.
Right.
I was like, this is the greatest guy I've ever heard. Like, it's so funny and it's so smart. And I'm like, so, like, I started wanting to be, like, this political guy. Because there was a time where I actually thought politics mattered.
Uh-huh. That was funny.
So, we go to my buddy's, like, he's doing all the pyro. His name is Pyro Pete. He lives in Las Vegas. He's doing all the pyro for
Tool.
The Tool concert.
Yeah.
So, he got us backstage. He's like, you want to meet Maynard? He does a meet and greet. We're like, okay, so it's me, my buddy Pete, my buddy Keith Healy, who's socially awkward and retarded.
You mean he's socially awkward and socially retarded?
Yes.
Right, okay. Not just socially awkward.
No, he's not like drooling himself in the corner like, oh.
Sorry, this guy's so weird at parties.
Yeah.
He like has no idea how to like go talk to girls or break the ice. So socially awkward. Does he have Down syndrome? That too. But he's so socially awkward.
So he comes out, Maynard's meeting everybody, meet and greet, and like the first guy to talk is Keith Healy. The guy's like, hey, how's it going?
Nacho cheese!
He was like, hey, was Bill Hicks as cool in person as he is on stage? Maynard literally stared at him and just walked off. We're like, you motherfucker! So that's our story. I would like to say our new segment, Vicky Pitches Ideas, was a big success.
50%.
I have my
I'd
next
say 30,
target.
I would say 75%.
Oh, so you're into the musical.
Yes.
Wow.
Might have to start working
Not
gonna on that.
Not going to say it's going to go well, but I'm interested in driving that train wreck.
I have a new target. Oh, it'll be the worst.
Oh, you have a new target?
I'm counting.
That you have a new store
you're
shopping?
Yes, but let's talk about that a little later, because maybe our guest would like to weigh in, too.
Our new target?
Yeah, man. For behind the ad.
I'm liking what I'm seeing over here.
Oh, okay.
Because our guest is in studio, and he's looking
Looking
great.
Badass. Please welcome, I think he's the number one guest now. It's between
Returning
him and Tara
champion.
Patrick.
It's very close.
Wow.
The guy who's been the most regular on the Naughty Show podcast, our good friend, Clovis.
Hey.
And his trusty sidekick, Horsecock.
What's
Bruce
up, gang?
Bagwell.
Good to see you guys.
Bruce Bagwell, what do you prefer, Bruce Bagwell or Horsecock?
He prefers Bruce Bagwell, but most people know him as Horsecock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I saw you at the bowling thing. It was like everyone was just staring at his Horsecock.
Yeah. We did the bowling there at the Roosevelt the other night.
Did you actually bowl?
Nah, I didn't bowl.
You were just hanging out?
I was calling bingo is what I was doing there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I was
getting paid good money to call bingo.
You really are a king amongst the people.
Yeah, I can do it. B four.
Whoa.
It's like a bingo. It's like a bingo. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You just do that over and over again until somebody wins.
You should try talking in your microphone.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, there it is. Yeah.
There it is. Well, we didn't hear you on the last one.
Well, it's not because I'm not talking into the microphone.
The big date is coming up, July 4th weekend.
July 4th.
In
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
In St. Louis, Missouri. I'm being shot out of a cannon.
We're less than a month away from this.
I know. We just rushed here from stunt practice.
Really?
That's why I'm wearing the leather gear instead of the normal suit.
Oh, we'll take a picture of that. We will take a picture and let people know what you're rocking with.
Yeah, they've been putting me through the ringer, trying to train me to make sure I, you know, for safeties and shit.
How are you feeling? Do you feel like you know what you're doing now?
Well, no, I still haven't been inside of a cannon, so no.
Whoa! Right. Yeah. That's going to be a big thing.
Yeah, they've been teaching me all this other shit, you know, like positive mental attitude shit, you know?
Yeah.
But we'll see how far that goes when I get shot out of a cannon.
Now, you dropped a bomb on me at bowling. You told me something that I cannot believe.
What did I tell you?
And that is, you are going to do this without a helmet.
That's right, yeah, I'm not wearing a helmet, no.
Now, do you guys think that's crazy, or and when you're hurling in the air and you crash, is a helmet going to do anything?
I think it's not crazy. It's Clownville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can use it as a ringtone. It's not crazy. It's Clownville.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like it.
Because I think you're right. There is something to that, right? It's like when you're like on a plane and they're like, your life vests are under your seat. You're like, well, that's a really rare thing.
Where I don't plan on landing on my head at all.
It's the old Fight Club thing. You ever see when they talk about all the safety manuals that they put on in the plane, and
everyone's
you look at everyone smiling?
Yeah. Everyone's
like,
so
the plane
calm.
Just crashed. Everyone's like, yay!
Yeah. It's like, put this mask on, sweetie. We're out of oxygen.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like that. It's just going to be a one good blast, a little, maybe hopefully a tumble, and
hopefully.
And a victory dance. I don't know, not a dance.
You're not going to land on your feet, dog.
No, I'm probably not going to land on my feet.
Yeah. No. How far do they think you're going to fly?
It's up to the committee.
Such an amazing answer.
And who is the committee? Is Horsecock in this committee?
Nah, he's on the safety team, but he's not in the committee. It's like a human cannonball committee, and they decide who can. You know how like when you're a pilot and to have how many hours you've been in the air and that kind of that stuff. It's the same kind of thing with the human cannonball committee. They have to make sure that you know they're not going to let. Listen, I said shoot me as far as you son of a bitch and can shoot me, and they said, well, you're new. So that's why I'm doing all this goddamn training. I've been up in Sun Valley all day.
Is Sun Valley the mecca of shooting out cannons?
It's where you can get away with doing anything.
A lot of people try to shoot themselves out of there. Into new cities.
It's just a wasteland that you can do whatever you want in. And we've been.
Now, do you know what cannon you're getting shot at? Is there a special type?
Yeah, there is. I don't remember the number.
It's not like the C-12. 500 or something
It is something exactly like that. But I think it's A something or other number. A something something number.
A something.
But it's
something.
A bit, you know, it's I mean, it's not a little Civil War motherfucker. It's a big old modern day cannon that you would see.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds like that, yeah.
I'm very excited for you.
I'm excited too, man. I really
am. The thousands of people are going to be there.
They're the lucky ones.
Yeah.
And, everybody else, you know, there will be video footage of it, but God knows what they'll see, you know. I mean, we're encouraging everyone, video or not, to try to get to St. Louis and see the show. Southwest has great
deals. Will it stream live?
Well, I don't know, you know. There has been talk about it streaming live, but it's outdoors at a place, and I don't know about modems and all that, you know. I don't know.
Earthlink
and stuff like that, yeah. I can't worry about all the details.
Let me ask you something, man. You gonna what kind of ear protection are you gonna have? Because when that thing explodes, that's gonna be loud.
Yeah, that is loud. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be loud.
It's gonna be like
that.
Yeah, I thought about that. You know, the headphones really don't, or the ear muffs don't really fit over the old hair.
Maybe a couple ear plugs, maybe.
I was thinking ear plugs. Yeah. Some serious ass ear plugs.
Like
now, what has Sun Valley been telling you about your ear protection? Have they said anything like, hey, Clownvis, you got to wear these?
Nah, what we've been working on in Sun Valley with guys, great guys, they've been teaching me like the flying, free-falling part and landing, tumbling. And then
but yet you haven't done any of it.
No, yeah, I'm doing. It's like in a wrestling ring almost, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm being boinged off ropes at high, and I'm learning how to go, you know, to certain distances, you know, and then flop and land and tuck and roll and all that shit they taught us.
Yeah.
Wow. That's got to be intense.
It's intense, yeah.
I mean.
And we're drinking. So it's
great.
Why are you training? Are you getting shit-faced?
Not shit-faced, but we're having beers, yeah.
Yeah, you got to loosen up.
You're going to loosen up.
That's a good idea. Not be focusing on the task at hand.
I am focused. I mean, the event is sponsored by Pabst Blue Ribbon. They're the ones who are putting it on. So
that's a big
PBR.
Sponsor.
Yeah, we're talking about today. It's like Playboy Radio should get PBR as a fucking sponsor.
They're great. If they'll shoot me out of a cannon, they'll take on this show.
Now, when you approached them, what was the sales pitch?
I didn't personally do it, but it was probably something to the effect of, hey, Clownfish is going to be shot out of a cannon.
We're
whether
in.
You're involved or not, you know, do you want a piece of the action? And they said, yeah, we'll take all the action.
Yeah.
We'll take all of it. So you got no piece now. They get all of it.
No, they bought my piece. They bought me out of the piece. So now I'm simply a pawn in the game of human cannonball.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
What's the little voice inside your head saying right now?
I'm paid up front, so I'm not worried.
Yeah.
So what do you the day you get shot out of this cannon?
Uh-huh.
This is probably going to be a huge day. What do you do leading up to it? Do you like a fighter waiting for his big fight?
That's going to
be. Is
there
a meal?
That's going to
be. Are you going to get a blowjob? Are you going to drink?
No, I don't think I'll be with a lady. That okay. makes knees weak.
Yes.
Yeah. Is this like a prize fight? No sex until it's time to rock.
Well, not all the way until then, but maybe that day I won't.
That
have
day,
no
sex. Fucking. That's still tough for Clownfish.
Yeah, it'll be a mental thing. You know, I'll try. But
do women like to pinch your nose while you're boning them just to hear it honk?
They're all in general. Women are always pinching my nose. I don't like it.
It's not cool.
No, I don't like it. I mean, you can pinch other parts.
Sure.
Like, you like that?
Your other nose.
I don't like it, no. But, I mean, I'm not going to hit the lady. But when I pinch my nose, you know, it's like, if a child does it, and I can kind of do the whole.
Whoa.
Yeah. But, you know, time it right.
If I time it right, if I see a little child coming in to squeeze my nose. I give it a little honk at the same time, and then they think my nose is magical horn nose.
Yeah.
But
now you fuck with their heads.
But if it's an adult, don't they need to do that?
Do guys do that? Do just drunk dudes, hey, boom, try to grab your nose?
No, not with Bruce around.
Yeah.
No,
they see that cock, they're like, fuck this, no way.
Now, when it comes to the groupies, how do you guys break them up? Because you're a star, but he's got horse cock. Do you get to pick first?
Great question.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean.
Would you let the ladies pick? Like when Sebastian Maniscalco and I went out, we used to let the lady, like there'd be a hot one and her ugly friend.
Yeah.
We would let the hot one pick which one they wanted, and it was universally agreed. And then the other guy would jump on the ugly one just so the guy who gets the hot one could enjoy a little peace and quiet.
Wow. That's interesting. I mean, that's real friendship.
Yeah, that is. You guys don't do that? Or
no.
Is he just. What if a chick is just all over horse cock and you want her? Do you guys do a threesome or what do you do?
No, I tell him I'm gonna fire him if he doesn't back off.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I would never say that to him. But you know, he can go next. I say you can go next, Bruce.
Yeah.
Oh, so he gets your sloppy seconds?
We don't call it that.
No.
We say next.
Now, when he's next, you yell next and high five?
Yeah.
You're like, next?
Yeah.
And you guys just high five? And what does the girl usually think of that?
They like it. They're happy with it.
She's
nervous.
I mean,
they're just thrilled, you know? It's like
she's nervous because she's about to get fucked by a cannon.
Yeah.
They got more questions going through their head than answers at that point. You know? So
let me ask you.
They're thinking.
What are Clownfish groupies called? Like, you know, like in stand-up, sometimes they're called chuckle fuckers.
That's funny.
And it's so funny how girls are like, I don't want to be a chuckle fucker. It's like, why?
Only chuckle fuckers say stuff like that. No, I'm not a chuckle fucker. Well, you're at a club looking to fuck. Probably chuckle fucker.
I don't know. What do they call them? Gareth might have a name.
How about we call them the Clownites?
The Clowninites?
No.
That sounds religious.
No? Oh, okay.
I was thinking something with the
that
word.
That was worse than Naughty Show Murder Mystery.
You motherfuckers.
Hey.
I'm just saying, with all due respect.
Maybe something with the word knob. I like the word knob. Knob. Yeah. Clownfish knobheads.
Clownfish knob.
Knob globbers.
Clownfish knob lobbers.
Yeah.
How about the Clownfish Mafia Wives?
Okay.
Oh, wait, or is that too marital?
Now you're 2 for 5.
How about the real wives of Clownfish County?
Now we're getting there.
No!
No?
We're close.
No.
The Arsenio Clownfish Show.
You know they call them puck sluts? We got to go something off of that.
All right, yeah, that's
Bimbos,
right.
Bimbos, Clownfish Poundfish?
But the mafia is an established term.
Yes.
I didn't just whip a reality show out of nowhere, if that's what you think. I was trying to build off that.
I like your ideas, Vicky. I think they're just fine.
Oh,
they're great.
Thank you.
But most of them. A couple of them.
Yeah. Not all of them.
Not all of
Not
them.
The
but a couple
mystery.
Of them. A couple of them didn't anger me.
Yeah. That's a win. That's a W.
A couple of them didn't anger. Didn't fill me full of rage.
No. I was able to hear two of them. Yeah. I was able to get through two.
Well, you know, you're ahead of the game.
He's winning. It's a W.
Now, if you survive, somebody's calling Playboy Morning Radio.
Let's
Don't even answer it?
Yeah.
Should we answer it?
It's the Sun Valley Cannon Committee.
Let's talk to him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you got Playboy Morning Radio. How are you?
I'm sorry, what's this?
This is Playboy Morning Radio.
You're talking to Clownvis live.
Clown.
I'm sorry. I actually called the wrong number.
No.
This is probably the right
number.
Who are you calling?
It was actually like a different radio station.
Like what?
Oh yeah.
Maybe we
Maybe
can
it's
fit your
always
format.
Ways
what are you
to
looking
do it,
for?
If you think.
No, it was like a sports one.
Oh, okay. Love sports. I was
not talking
about sports. Just saying the other day about sports. Big
sports.
Fan of them. I'll need them.
Yeah.
The Harlem Globetrotters. What do you think? Going all the way?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What do you want to talk? WNBA?
Everything.
Sparks look good.
About the NBA this NBA finals.
Yeah.
What do you got? What are you pro?
Look
pro LeBron?
Tim Duncan. Popovich.
I mean, I'm not really a big LeBron fan. Because my favorite player is Dwayne Wade, and
I don't think you like black people. I think that's what
I'm saying. Sounds racy.
Sounds racist.
No, it's not that. But congrats. But I do. But part of me does say congrats to Tim Duncan. You know, he made it.
Gotta give props. Big
shout out,
Tim
Duncan.
Big Tim's tall. Big hands.
And I hear he goes both ways. Does that make you uncomfortable?
Likes them both.
I did not know that. And
yeah.
Would it be really uncomfortable for you to know that Tim Duncan is a catcher?
No, it wouldn't be uncomfortable.
Would you like it?
I don't. I would. I.
He's thinking
I
about would, it.
I have no care. I know. Have no care about it.
Okay.
Okay. So, what else you want to talk?
Yeah.
World Cup.
I would, but I'm not. It's like I just now started watching soccer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting fired out of a cannon. That's a sport.
Yeah. What do you think about clowns getting shot out of cannons? Pro, con?
I'm sorry, what was it again?
It's a very simple question. Do you think that it's a good thing Clownvis will be shot out of a cannon in St. Louis on July 4th?
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing.
All right.
There we go.
It's a Thought good thing. So. Do you live anywhere near there?
No, I live in Ohio.
Oh, Ohio.
Okay.
What part of Ohio?
Up in, like, close to Cleveland.
Oh, man.
That's the
Cleveland.
Best coffee shop?
That's like Amish country, huh? You're up in Amish country?
No, I've never been there.
Just me or a lot of stoplights?
Do you know that Ohio is the home of rock and roll? And that makes sense because fat bottom girls make the rock and world go round, and there's nothing but fat asses in Ohio.
Oh, that five-star slam is brought to you by Arby's. That's right, Arby's, official sponsor of five-star slam. We're talking to our man in Ohio. You still there, caller?
Yep.
Okay.
You like Arby's roast beef sandwiches, my man? You bet you do. You've got a 1-year supply coming your way if you can answer this question in under 3 words. What's the biggest country in the world? Need an answer.
China?
Sorry, my man. While that is right, unfortunately, there is no Arby's. You were part of a five-star ruse. That's five-star ruse is brought to you by Arby's. Five-star ruse. We convince you if you answer a question correctly, you're going to get Arby's for a year, but you're not. That's a five-star ruse. You still there, caller?
Yay! Yeah.
All right, we're on break. That was really good, dude. That was
good
awesome. Thanks. What's your name?
My name is Tony.
All right, Tony, we're going to go right back on the
air
right now.
Tony, we need you calling all the time.
All right, man.
We're going to talk sports. Take this number. Call in all the time.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Hanging Up is brought to you by Arby's and Cloudvis, getting shout out to Canada July 4th in St. Louis.
I must say, caller of the year.
Caller of the year. That was a really good call.
That was a great call.
That was a really good call.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
Amazing. I can't believe how good that call was.
I can't believe he hung in there that long.
Oh, my God. Why hang in there for that?
I can't believe.
He's on board for the cannon.
Yeah, he's pro cannon.
I like him.
We should just kept going with him.
It was starting to get to the point where it's like, all right, we got to go, man. What the fuck?
I love that he guessed it right, and you're like,
Yeah.
There is no Arby's.
Yeah, there's no year supply of Arby's.
In one syllable, can you tell us what the number? These dancers are supposed to be coming up, and they're supposed to be here. We'll see.
We had a caller, and I was thinking, you know.
Well, let's talk about your new thing you want
to
talk about.
Yeah, Clownvis, I want to explain this. You said you like some of my ideas. Uh-huh. I hope this one doesn't fill you with rage.
Probably
Vicky
won't.
Is consumed with dick pics on Craigslist.
I'm just consumed
she
with
Craigslist.
She loves
seeing, like, big.
You actively seek them out?
Yes.
He's adding some of that. But Craigslist. I'm obsessed with reading Craigslist.
Do you ever go on Backpage?
No.
Why?
Because I don't even know what it is. I've heard it referenced. What is it?
That's a good answer.
Yeah, it's basically a more organized Craigslist.
Do you have to pay for it?
Nope.
Look at her itching her chin like a goddamn addict hearing about meth on the way.
You have to pay for it?
Huh? Is it close?
So it's free?
Traffic's not bad?
So I thought, since I'm always looking at these ads, that I could find specific ads and see if I could talk those people into calling in.
Yeah.
And we could discuss their ad. Now, the first guy is someone that wanted someone to show up at his house, a woman, and catch him jerking off on a surfboard.
Sex wax.
Crazily enough, he wouldn't call in. He didn't even respond to me.
Well, if I may hop in briefly, Clownvis, you should hear the letter Vicky wrote because it's crazy.
Any chance you have that with you?
I can't read it again on the air.
No.
It's just an essay.
It's long, and it's basically...
just totally mocks this guy.
She's just like... I mean, insinuates that he's a freak and it's like, you know, very very delicately.
Vicky, you know, you have to say, if you do this, I'll walk in on you jerking off on that old boogie board.
Well, yeah. I wanted to at least hear how the call went before I committed myself to that. You got at least right back for me to
would
offer
you,
that
if,
up.
If, let's say he's really cool to talk to. He's like, great answers, just a charming guy.
Yeah.
Would you eventually walk in on
he's
him
he's a Rhodes Scholar.
I got to be honest. For that situation... local person, I literally stand there clothed, no touching, no anything.
Well,
just
you also
watching
have to
him jerk off on a surfboard.
The whole time, is Lenny in the car, or is he just sitting close in case he's got whoop ass?
Oh, you think it might be dangerous?
I think Lenny drops you off, and you tell him you're just picking up some stuff from a friend's house. Do the surfboard thing, hop back in, head over to Arby's, guys. Arby's Roast Beef Sandwiches, sponsor of The Naughty Show.
Why do we actually need them to sponsor us? We can have anybody sponsor us.
Well, Sam, you're talking about anybody. I'm talking about the king, and that's Arby's, baby. Arby's Roast Beef Sandwiches. Come on down. We still have horsey sauce.
Yay! Well, the surfboard guy didn't want to do it. So I said, let me find an ad.
You should have told him, if you call in and there's some chemistry, I will walk in and you beating off on your skateboard.
But I don't want to tell him that because I used my real name. I gave him links of our show.
You're getting too close to the case.
Yeah. I need to see the report. You should have
changed your name
first.
Before you entered showbiz like the rest of us.
Yep.
I know. I'm such an idiot.
That's the one thing I regret. I didn't go with a fake name.
Yeah.
I wish I would have done that.
Sam Tripoli is real?
Yeah.
Wow.
What? What?
No, it sounds fake.
You act like it's some weird shit.
It sounds like a classic name.
Sounds like Clownvis?
Sounds like a guy who invented Commedia dell'arte. Tripoli! Nothing? Look.
It's really uncalled for.
Yeah, nothing.
Do you think these chicks aren't going to show up?
I'm going to go ahead and go on record and say,
yay!
I don't think
they're here right now.
I don't think there's any problem.
He didn't believe in you.
You didn't let me finish. I said I'm going to go on record and say, I don't think there's any problem.
All right, so are you alone? Come in. Oh, your hair's purple. Who's our guest, Vicky?
Leave her in the dust. Our guest, you know her.
Are you all by yourself?
No, my girlfriend's coming. She's downstairs.
What, they won't let her up? Here, grab your microphone.
Okay, I signed in for her. They better let her up.
Can I see those short shorts real quick?
Fantastic.
I love you, Erica.
Gotta keep it good in 90s trash.
Yeah, you are great. You've been on our show before. It's Erica Holland and the dancers from Pervade Arts.
Yeah, Pervade. Like Pervade.
Yeah.
Was Erica our first Naughtylicious?
Yeah, you were the first Naughtylicious.
You were the inaugural.
Congratulations.
I don't know what happened to Naughtylicious. It just never...
Well, you know, it stopped organically.
Okay. let's talk about what's going on with you. We haven't seen you forever. Last time we did a show at the Comedy Store at the you did the Naughty Show. You super crushed it.
Thank you. That was great. The girls, we all crushed it. It was
Hula
such a good
hoop
show.
Next level.
I know she was supposed to be here today.
We're dying to get her on the show.
I know she's so good. She's so funny. She's just such a good girl.
Now, are you wearing a wig, or is that your...
No, this is my hair. A wig?
Hair.
No.
I know.
I'm not old.
I've never seen that purple.
Nobody wears wigs on
the
show.
Please tell me the carpet matches the drapes. Please.
Oh, what carpet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the correct answer.
That's right. Found out there's hardwood floors under the carpet, Sam.
Yes,
going with that look. Yeah,
like
nice
keep
floors.
It good and childish.
Now, let me ask you, would you prefer no bush or just... monster bush, but well-groomed monster bush. Not like Ooh. All crazy, like bad 70s, but a big one, but it was well like groomed big one. Like a chia pet on her vajayjay.
I like that.
Yeah.
If I could do that with costumes, I would.
If you could just grow a monster bush.
Disco, put some sparkles in it, you know, rhinestone it up.
This is a Clownvis. You haven't met him yet. And this is his friend Horsecock.
This is Bruce.
Oh.
He's got a horse cock.
Wow.
Yep.
Very impressive.
And he just hangs out.
Yep.
I'm impressed.
He does a lot. He just
kind of
hangs out and he's here.
Yeah.
He does a lot behind the scenes.
You got to hook up with Clownvis before you can hook up with Horsecock. It's just the rules.
I'm more into the clown thing myself. I like it a little.
Yeah.
This is too like blatant sexy, although I do love like the 70s, like masculine.
You're the one who likes to role play Nazi fucking, right?
Yeah.
She likes to dress up like Hitler with a little mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Classic stuff.
Pretend you're a Jew and she fucks you in the ass. It's so weird.
She makes you take off all your cigars. You have to take off your watch and your jewelry before you fuck her. Like,
yeah.
That sort of thing. Yeah.
She takes it, someone runs off with it. So you like shoving cigars in weird places? Is that what I got from that comment?
I mean, it depends on who's willing to accept the cigar.
Yeah. Would you accept a cigar?
No, I like to put the cigar in.
Oh,
I like to watch the smoke come out.
Oh, you want to light it up and watch her smoke it like your grandpa?
Yep.
Wouldn't that be weird if your chick you're dating, her vagina just starts smoking cigars?
I quit 2 years ago, but my vagina still just smokes a pack a day. It is just insane.
Oh.
I love it after meals. Shut up, vagina.
Yes, exactly.
Now, have you been touring? What have you been doing?
I've been touring. I've been working on my company and doing events and getting all like the fetishy kind of stuff together.
That's the stuff we love.
Just kitschy, weird, fetishy stuff, you know, like very event-based. So like you walk into a party, say you're throwing a big event and there's girls like hanging from the ceiling in these really cool like rope bondage costumes.
What?
And these weird skeevy men like poking them with sticks. And then later
what?
On there's like
a Hellraiser movie.
Yeah. Very much. And then later on you're like hanging out in the party and these girls are dressed like I hire all these little blonde girls dressed like Brigitte Bardot's running through.
What?
And other girls are chasing them with machetes and ripping their dresses off.
I am so rock hard right now.
So this is,
is this your friend?
This is Molly. She's badass. She's a big horror film aficionado, crazy
you had
dancer.
Me a whore.
Yeah, Molly is badass. Molly D'Amore, one of the best dancers.
Oh,
I know.
Hey.
40 deuce, everything.
Now, real quick, what is your... do you do Twitter at all? I feel like you're not on Twitter enough.
I'm never on Twitter, but it's Erica Snap. Erica Snap everything. I keep it stoner, lazy, snap.
And your name, one more time, your name and what's your Twitter handle? Just talk to Mike. Do we have a microphone for you?
My name is Molly D'Amore, and my Twitter is Molly D'Amore.
D'Amore. Nice. And how long have you known our little kitten over here?
Oh, Erica. What, 3 years?
Yeah, I think it's been about three.
Molly, this is Clownvis, and that's Horsecock.
Hello, Molly. Nice
Clownvis.
To meet you. This is Bruce.
Hello, Horsecock.
Now, you can't hook up a horse cock unless you hook up with Clownfish first. We just got to lay the groundwork really early.
Well, Erica said she's interested, so I'll be busy for a while.
Okay, that works.
Bruce and Molly look
But I don't know if I want to get to horse cock. I just kind of like the Clownfish thing.
We'll, we'll do our
thing. Can horse cock stroke the horse cock in the room?
No.
Really?
There's not enough room to get that thing hard.
Yeah,
that would
be really weird.
You're going to be breaking like lamps and end tables.
Yeah, it's a much naughtier naughty show than the last time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's clean it up. Let's clean it up.
PG. PG for the naughty show.
We want PG. We'll go PG. Now, you do your you dance, do tour?
I have for many years.
She does.
I actually just retired from... touring and dancing.
Why?
On the retiring or the...
I can't wait.
Because I am now choreographing and artistic directing. So
that's the next phase.
Yes, the next phase. It was time for the next phase.
You're like Derek Fisher from the NBA. You went from playing, now you're coach.
There you go.
There we go.
Progression.
More fun that way.
That's great. Now, are you working with her in the pervaded arts?
Yes. We're doing some cross-pollination between our projects.
I work with Molly as well. It's kind of this cool thing where we all get together and, you know, like her ideas are insane. She has wonderful shows. Her choreography's insane. And then we all get together and we all do our weird shit and we've found each other somehow and we just love.
Well, it's great because Erica and I have really different genres, so we're able to contribute to each other without it.
Your genre is horror?
I do work with a lot of horror concept stuff. I work with some.
So like tits and chainsaws.
I mean, yeah. Who doesn't like tits masks. And chainsaws?
Great time for Molly's sound effects, guys. Great time for sound effects.
I'm a tits! Oh, my tits.
I end up working with a lot of rock bands and a lot of, like, dark concept stuff.
Like, who are some bands that you've worked with?
Right now I'm choreographing for In This Moment. We just started working together, so that's a new thing.
That's
so
none of that's K-pop out yet. Band, right? That's a
it's
band
a what?
Out of Korea. That's a K-pop band.
I would love to do K-pop horror. I mean, I think that would be
amazing.
Absolutely genius, actually.
I'm bleeding.
Yeah.
I'm bleeding.
Oh, no! Darkness! Enter room!
I'm hearing a gray.
That might be the next show that might have to happen.
You had one kind of K-poppy horror. She puts on this really cool burlesque show. It's like Burlesque and Blues American Monster, and I dance in it. And she's really in. Like she told me one day, she's like, "You anime that fucking purple hair. You look like an anime
it's
character.
So hot, your purple
hair. Go be
hair.
A horror anime whore."
Erica's always somewhere between like 70s porno glam, like roller girl,
and Nazi gangbang.
Anime, yeah, Nazi gangbang to like anime schoolgirl.
But I'm the only.
That was
Nazi
an anime
the
laugh there.
But yeah, it is.
Oh, so funny.
I can't take Audie's a cock. Oh no, penis make me laugh.
It's so big.
Oh no,
really? Oh great. So that's great. You guys got any shows coming up?
Always.
Well, you know, Erica, I asked you, you're going to be one of the judges on The Greatest Show in Hollywood.
Can't wait.
Which is the Karaoke Pole Dancing World Championship.
Wow. Why didn't I get invited? Yay!
Well, you are. Yeah. You just officially got invited.
That's how you get invited. Just get pissed about it. You're invited.
We can make this cost effective. I need some dancers early in the show because it's a whole show. We do stand up. We do some dancing. Then we have some awesome karaoke. And then we bring out the dancers, and it's like the old Whitesnake video. You remember where, here I go again, where he's like
We'd all love a little bit more.
Oh, no, yeah. I can't.
We'd all love a little bit more.
A lot of that, a lot of that, a lot of that. But it's on a pole. It's the greatest show
you've
ever seen.
But it's on a pole.
It's fantastic. I've done that show a couple times.
Yeah, you've been in it.
Fantastic.
I love it.
You're going to be judging.
I'm so excited to be judging again.
Now, if... Gareth, send me a tape of your stand-up. I like to watch it. And if it's funny,
you've seen my stand-up,
maybe
you
put
asshole.
You in the show. Maybe
you've
I'll put
seen
you
me.
What?
You've seen my stand-up. We've done shows.
I just needed to see how you're doing.
I'll send you a link later, but what?
Who did I last see you performing with? Who was the guy that came in here and sang in
Toledo?
Toledo.
Oh,
exactly.
Oh my God.
Oh,
he
yeah.
had Toledo on
yeah,
this
he
show.
Had Toledo.
Oh,
he
yeah.
has
wow.
Why do the ladies just love Toledo?
Toledo.
I love Toledo.
He's got that
Toledo
like,
is the dark. Kind of person where it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing, he will always run into someone he knows on the street. Time of day, location, suburb,
in the
irrelevant.
World.
Doesn't matter. It'll always happen.
Yeah.
Now, are you still He's dancing definitely. With him?
Of course. Yeah.
Where
yeah.
Where are the shows? Last we saw him at
tonight,
the Viper Room.
Tonight we are doing like a cabaret at a Los Globos in Silver Lake.
Look
at kind of
Love Los Globos.
It's,
wow. It's a little bit more of a fetish oriented
yeah.
show on Tuesday
I think
night.
It should be fetish oriented.
Exactly.
Yeah, for those who like that sort of thing.
Now, we know that she likes... Oh, you don't like... You don't like fetish.
No, I love it.
She loves She's Nazi like, fetish. What's your fetish? What weird things are you into?
I like blood fetish.
You really? You like blood?
Yeah,
like
I do.
Cutting yourself or just someone
no, I don't
banging
like,
you
up I don't
and drip
like
blood
pain.
On you?
I like blood. I'll inflict pain. I don't like
pain. Oh, so you don't like to feel it, but you love to bring it?
I mean, yeah. It kind of happens that
so,
way.
So what, like a guy bones you and just punch him in the face while he's hitting it?
I mean, it may have happened.
Yeah. More claws,
I don't know.
I
That's the
one
yeah. part
ladylike.
I can't do.
It's more ladylike with the
yeah,
claws.
Yeah, it's more subtle than that, I think.
I just, it's the only thing I can't get into. Bleeding while I'm boning. It's the only thing
well,
I can't
like
I
don't
that.
Know if you need to necessarily be actively bleeding, but
right.
maybe just boning in a pool
just,
of blood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just pick your scabs. Yeah. Pick your scabs.
So you so Fresh Saw is yeah. a porno for yeah. you. Is that how you see it?
Not so much Saw. That's a little too much like an action movie for me.
Oh, that's,
it's kind of cheesy.
That's too much of a yeah. romantic comedy for you.
Yeah. I don't know. Saw's always make the endings are just too happy.
No, it's just like they
Everything
replaced
Everything works out.
Yeah, but they just replaced like cars blowing up with like people getting decapitated, but it's still a mindless action movie, you know.
Well, what kind of movies sure. do you like?
I like psychological horror.
Like example,
I don't know. Examples are hard off the top of my head,
but
I like mental
so bad,
fear.
The Body Collector.
I don't know that one.
Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's is good. Weekend at Bernie's
too.
That
was too. A great one.
Although yeah. I do have to say that Elizabeth Bathory scene in Hostel 2 did kind of get me going a little bit. If anyone
going,
knows
you got
what
damp
I'm referencing,
at her dying.
What
you got damp at her dying.
I mean, when she strung the girl up and, like, you know, gutted her and then
yeah.
mm-hmm. poured into the, like, really
Let's
elegant,
let's go through your childhood for a little while. What mm-hmm. moment did you go, wow, violence is sexy?
Oh, really early.
Really?
Yeah, I like
Tell
I
us about
remember.
The orphanage. What was it like?
I actually have a very supportive
I'm sure you do.
Family.
It was a joke.
One. Yeah.
I'm sure you hang out
very,
with
very,
family.
Healthy childhood. I think that's why. I enjoy the aesthetics of it. It's not so much like the damage or the darkness. Mm. It's like the art of it. It's mm-hmm. the aesthetics. It's more the romanticism angle than
Women
like the
love
hurt
horror
me
films.
Angle.
They just love horror films.
Yeah.
They love to be scared. That's why they love to watch the news. They love to be scared.
See, but I don't find it scary, though. But, I mean,
news?
I'm abnormal. I'm not,
yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
your
not
average
at all.
Like woman
not
loving
likes
a horror
fucking
movie.
Bloodbath.
I think with the blood and the agony of childbirth and the monthly menstruation cycle, I think things like that, you know, subliminally, they let chicks really get off.
We have
on,
like a logical
horror,
focus.
Horror
yeah.
It's every day of our lives.
I like that a lot.
That's all they think about is bleeding.
That's all, yeah. You're like, shit, I'm on the countdown, 19
Just
days
Just finished
left.
Bleeding, now I'm dreading the next bleeding.
Shit, 18
well,
days.
I mean, actually, if we really want to go into it, I feel like being a dancer and a performer kind of instills that idea at a really mm-hmm. young age. It's like if you aren't in pain, then you didn't like accomplish
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, you're not doing it right, and
like,
if you're
it's,
not dancing
it's positive
through your
reinforcement
pain
to like being in pain and
that's
like killing
comedy.
Yourself. Mm-hmm. I think any athlete.
If you're not
like,
contemplating suicide, you're not doing something right.
Yeah.
You're not like, hey,
two.
Great show.
Smile
I'm going to kill
pain.
Myself.
I
All right,
feel like
can
I
get a CD?
I don't have bruises. I didn't do anything.
That's why I'm going to the cannon.
So busted.
Yeah.
Now, ladies, just to let you know who you're dealing with, a legend. I want to rub your legs so badly.
No, go ahead.
She keeps putting them in the air. It's kind of like, you know,
don't make the makeup might get everywhere.
Last time I saw you, you were dating a Latino. You still dating that guy?
He was Persian.
Right.
Oh, he was. I like that. Did you eat him?
Was.
Was. He is, so
he is Persian.
I'm still dating him. He's at World Cup right now. It's. Oh. I like it because he's really like nobody I've ever dated. He's not an artist. He's really normal. I've never dated anyone normal, and I can.
I've always felt I can rule the roost. You have to date somebody who has an anchor in real life. You can't have two people going for this fucking holy grail.
Yeah, it's an ego collision.
And it's nice because I don't want someone to enforce what they think I should do.
Yeah.
In my world, it's like, fuck you. Yeah. You know, like, you're an artist. That's great. Go do your... Oh, sorry. I'm not supposed to.
Oh, you can curse?
Oh, I can curse?
Yeah, you can
but
curse.
What an amazing moment.
Freedom here. 14 freedom times. Here. You
say fuck.
I just said horse cock.
Yeah,
well, horse cock is, I mean.
It's not a swear word.
Yeah, I've never.
It's an accurate description of what we're dealing with.
It's a scientific term.
Yes.
That is a goddamn monster.
I've
heard it on Animal Planet 1,000 times. Doctor, is the horse going
to
live? Well, we might have to amputate his horse cock.
Yeah. Doctor, he's got a neck injury. Well, we might have to take that horse cock off.
Can we see your medical papers?
Give me those scissors. I'm going to cut that horse cock off.
So our good friend Clownvis here is about to get shot out of a cannon.
Wow. Blown out of a cannon on July 4th.
Really?
Quite
where
excited
is this
about it.
Taking place?
It's happening in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh. You guys ever been there on your dance tours?
We have, yeah.
What is St. Louis scene like so he knows what he's getting into?
Oh, I like St. Louis. I like history. I like architecture. Yeah. I like culture. So it's, you know, one of the older.
Now, are they going to shoot you up over the St. Louis arch?
Over the arch? No. It's not far away. It's just within a 5-mile radius. But I don't think, I mean, that's the tallest national monument, Sam. I don't think they can shoot me over that. The permits alone, Sam, are just
a nightmare.
How crazy would it be to see you go right up and come right down?
That's what we'll do next year.
She'll be in the corner just damp because you're going to splat blood everywhere.
Right, impact.
Yeah.
She's going to be nibbling the kitty.
Impact climax? What is what'd you call that?
Impact climax.
Impact climax.
Only someone in the blood knows that term. Now listen, we thought it'd be fun if you could do a little dance for us. Is that possible? Is there anything you could do, like her spanking you while I breathe heavy while he plays guitar?
Oh, I mean, we're not in our little dance clothes, but we do.
I mean, I can definitely tie Erica up.
Yeah, she can tie me up and maybe, does anyone have food? She likes to feed me when she ties me up.
We only got horse cock.
You know, we got a lot of Arby's.
I have lemon heads, I think.
Sexy.
I don't.
No. Oh. Okay. No sugar.
Oh, I do. I do sugar. I have like a big. I like to see women eating meat. So I have like.
That
I like
sucks.
To see,
Arby's
like,
is a sponsor
well,
of this show. Yeah.
Oh, that's all you.
We could have gotten horsey.
She's vegetarian.
That's all you.
She's vegetarian, but I love like I eat anything I
so
want.
So those Carl's Jr.'s commercials with the chili burger.
They're a little
and stuff.
Too clean for me when the girls. Yeah, I don't like the little wipe. Like if I want to see somebody like eat a steak.
You're great.
And I want the steak dripping down their fingers and like the like a really hot girl just like trying to. Tear the steak.
Eat the uncooked meat, bitch. We're filming.
Eat it.
Still mooing. Keep chewing.
Okay, well, is there some kind of spanking we could do or something creepy that I can enjoy?
Something creepy I can enjoy.
I mean, I slap the shit out of Erica on a
yeah,
daily basis.
She does. She puts.
Like, hits you in, it doesn't hit you in the face.
No.
Just in the ass? Do you ever do the titty twist?
It's kind of involuntary now. I don't even really think about it.
Yeah.
Like there's at least like 5 or 6 ass slaps.
I'd love to see it. I'd love to see him strum, but if we can't, we can't. I understand. It's my thing. I'm creepy like that. He brought a guitar to play for you and everything.
You know, we have outfits, but
that just means you need to come to the shows.
We will come to the show.
Los Globos.
It's
right down the street. I'm
going
to fucking go to Los Globos. I'll be the guy there.
Yeah.
Let's fucking do this!
If anyone wants to come out and see us tonight,
I'll have a bag of meat,
be.
Too. I'll just be like throwing it on stage.
Just throwing meat at her? She's a vegetarian.
I'll keep it to the left side, whichever side you're not.
You're a vegetarian? That's so interesting because you ever watch Game of Thrones? Like, people just getting murdered left and right. The minute, like, an elephant catches on fire, I'm like, oh!
Yeah.
Elephant.
Oh, I get it. I love baby animals. Yeah. People
I love
and
the animals.
I can watch decapitation.
You only like baby
day.
Animals?
Yeah.
You don't like once they grow up, they're like, fuck you, animal. I'm going to eat you now?
No, I like all animals, but I'm just saying that I can watch decapitations all day long. But if somebody hurts an animal in a movie, I have to, like, leave.
That's so. What do you think that is? That's very weird.
I was raised with animals. My mom's a big animal.
Now,
person.
Is it that the animals kind of don't have a say in the predicament? Is that why?
No, I think that they're pure love. People are jaded and they have ulterior motives. Animals I can understand. Are just
not
honest.
All animals are pure love.
No. Like I actually had a friend who was a bear wrangler who was mauled by his animal, so I do understand.
Oh my
that.
God.
Sometimes, yeah. Hey, so, sometimes
not
I root for the animals.
You know.
Like anytime you see yeah. those bullfightings and the bull just gets them, I'm like, so yeah,
best.
Sucks to be you, asshole.
The but the guy's like, my leg! You're like, yeah, well, you did want to kill the bull.
Yeah,
so.
The bull, I always root
you
for the bull.
You did have swords. You had a sword. Well, so, sorry.
Well, it's crazier when you raised the animal, though, and yeah. they just go instinct on you. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah. All right, Erica. We in the future, we're getting cameras. We want to do a whole crazy fun show.
Yeah.
And we'll promote your stuff. Where can they... Do you have a website for your...
Right now, the best thing is just kind of Instagram, follow me, Twitter, because I'm working on my website, but it's going to be really kind of weird. And
websites are in development.
Yeah, they're in development.
I know a person who does them cheap. You need to get something up so they can come look at it.
Yeah, give me this person.
Yeah,
who
referrals.
Is this person?
Who is this masked
person? Who is this person?
I have a lot
person?
Of footage, pictures.
Mystery person.
Clownvis.
Sam.
I love you. I want you to kill it on the 4th.
Thanks, buddy.
But not get killed.
Are we not going to see you before then?
No, this will be the last. I mean, it's just we're talking about. We're talking about 2 weeks away almost.
I'm just nervous, Clownvis.
I'm nervous too, man. Okay. That's why I'm mumbling, tumbling, stuttering.
Seemed like it was so far away when you first told us about it.
I
now
know.
Here we are.
It's like and it's been crept on. I just started the training last week, so this is only my second training today that I've
what,
been
What does training entail?
Just like falling and
well, if
stalling.
We're gonna shoot him over the arch, we gotta really get like some permits.
They had me
together.
Doing a thing, heat endurance. You know the fuck I'm talking about? Heat endurance.
Wow.
Like you know those because I guess because the inside of the cannon is gonna be very hot.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so they had me like they have to like in this outfit I'm wearing. They had me stand in front of it. You know, you ever been in a giant garage and there's like a jet engine blowing thing? I was just standing in front of that thing, and they asked me questions.
Oh, is your
to try to keep me
your,
to
keep
try to keep me clear?
Focused,
you know, yeah. They're asking me.
Did you
know.
Okay? We got to wrap it up.
Sorry,
I am going to be at the Syracuse Funny Bone July 4th weekend. I'm coming home, seeing my family and friends. Please come out, enjoy the show. The new stuff is killing. Very excited about going home, being able to see my mom and get paid for it, which is great. Yeah. So, do we got anything else to push real quick?
No time.
Nope. All right. Great show. We got to do it again. We got to get you ladies in. I know you're retired, but maybe you choreograph some for us. You ladies are gorgeous. We'll see you guys on the other side. Take care, everybody.
That 5-Star Slam is brought to you by Arby's. That's right, Arby's, official sponsor of 5-Star Slam. You still there, caller?